This is New England Public Radio News. Good afternoon, I'm Kari Njeri. For birds this time of year, it's all about singing. But as New England Public Radio's Nancy Cohen reports, some birds have a different take on song. Rather than singers, they're percussionists.
Every spring, like clockwork, I wake up to something like this. It's a woodpecker tapping a tree with its beak. Sounds to me like a big bird, but every time I gaze up, I can't find it.
You stretch the bird out, it's 5, at most 6 inches.
That's ornithologist Don Krudsma, a retired UMass professor. He says this is probably a downy woodpecker, the smallest around here, but he and other experts say it could also be the hairy, which sounds similar. Both are black and white with a distinctive white patch on the back. Unlike songbirds, which use vibrating membranes, kind of like vocal cords to sing, woodpeckers pound their beaks. It's called drumming. Woodpeckers also use their beaks to search for food, insects, or to make a hole for a nest. Most songbirds learn their species' song by imitating adults. Each woodpecker species has its own drum, and it's believed woodpeckers just know how to do it. It's innate.
They pick a certain spot on a dead branch on a tree right at the base, and they can find that resonant spot where the sound just booms and radiates out.
In late winter, males drum to claim a territory. Both males and females can drum to attract a mate or to tell each other their location. Krudsma describes a woodpecker working a tree.
He finds a sweet spot, and it's a magnificent drum. He moves over just a little bit. He hits a soft spot. Doesn't sound quite right. And he moves back to the strong spot. So they know what they're listening for, I'm quite sure.
Some species of woodpeckers drum on gutters and other found objects.
My favorite ever was a flicker who was drumming on a wooden fence post with the fence wire going through a metal staple, and every time he drummed on the wooden post, there was this beautiful ringing sound of the metal wire through the metal staple. They are tool-using woodpeckers, truly.
Krudsma recorded 2 hairy woodpeckers several years ago at the Quabbin Reservoir in a kind of call and response. Krudsma believes these are 2 males because they were far apart, as if on neighboring territories. Woodpeckers' drumming can be heard until about the end of June. For New England Public Radio, I'm Nancy Cohen.